to the T,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for. I'm living in a dream. I'm living in a dream.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you hear my voice, you're listening to Queer to the T, the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. And right now I'm at the Performance Garage with the cast of An Evening at St. Lucia. Say hello, everyone.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Tell everyone who you are.
I'm Leah Holleran. I play Luddy.
I'm Hillary Kale Christ. I'm Sister Anne.
I'm Brooklyn Rose, and I'm playing Maria.
I'm Kylie Nicole, and I'm playing Dee.
Yes, and these hodgepodge of amazing actresses have joined us for a very, very interesting show. I could say the show is very interesting at this point.
Yeah.
As, you know, trying to discover who you are, right, in the show.
Yes. Good times.
Good times. Let the audience in about just the basic of what the show is about. Anyone want to volunteer?
Rock, paper, scissors. I'll do that.
That's yes.
Nice. Well, the playwright actually did rehab with Women in Prison. And this is based on his experience. So it's about a group of women who have all kinds of different problems, whether it's drug problems, violent problems. And they've been offered the opportunity to do rehab in a program run by nuns in a convent. And I play the nun that does group therapy. So this is really very interesting for me to do.
Yes, and you're sitting and standing with some of the girls right now.
Right? Yeah.
So they usually, for Queer to the T, you guys know we love our hot topics because the world is cuckoo cuckoo balls, and we love it. But right now we're gonna do a game that I really really love. It's called Table Topics. I forgot the name of the brilliant genius guy who invented it, but it's great. But the difference is, instead of answering the questions as themselves, they are going to answer the questions as their characters. So let's once again go around so they can hear your voice again and your character name, and then we're going to go straight into Table Topics.
I'm Luddy.
I'm Sister Anne.
I'm Maria.
I'm Dean.
Okay. So we're going to ask Dean to pick the first question. What's your question?
Okay, so what's your treasured family recipe?
Well,
my treasured family recipe.
Oh, this will make the director very happy.
Okay, so
doing character work on the spot.
It's an adventure.
My grandmother can cook really, 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 really good rice. Really good rice, and it's like a Jamaican kind of rice. But since I've been in this program, my favorite recipe has been Maria's lasagna.
Oh!
Yes,
it took my recipe.
So I'm trying to add that to the family secret. We'll see if that works out. We have to talk to Maria about
it. Okay. Sister Anne, go ahead. Pick your question.
Oh, I picked my question.
Yes, you do.
All right. Let's see. Dance the silliest dance you can think of on the table. Well, since this is radio, I'm going to pick another question.
That's something Sister Anne would do.
Yes. If your love life was a road sign, what would it be? Detour.
Way to go, Sister Anne. All right, Luddy.
All right. Let's get in here.
Read the last text message from your partner out loud. Well, I don't have a partner unless you count my old partner who I've broken up with, which is cocaine. But he doesn't send me texts. So, okay. There, I would say that I maybe possibly have a relationship with God, but he doesn't talk back all the time. I don't think he does. I don't know if he has a phone. So
he doesn't need a phone.
I just should I pick another one?
You should pick another Great. One. Yeah.
They don't let me have phones here. It's a thing. What's your favorite summer ritual with your family? Well, have a whole lot of particularly summer rituals, I wouldn't say. We didn't really like do vacations or that kind of thing.
Oh, Lottie.
It's okay. We didn't need them. We would have, my mom liked to have dance parties with me, especially after I started taking ballet as a kid, and I was actually really pretty good at it, and so she would play a song, and I would go out into the backyard, and I would just sort of like spin around, and then she would run around me in a really big circle, and the music would change, and then I would do some dancing, and everybody could do it with me, and I even sometimes did that like the middle of the winter. I would make her come outside with me and do it.
That's a little extreme though, buddy.
A little bit. It's a little extreme. I'm still a little extreme. It's fine though.
Are you ready, Maria?
I'm ready. Okay. If you had an unlimited budget, 1 hour to shop, where would you go and what would you buy?
Ooh.
Okay, so unlimited budget and 1 hour to shop. I think I might go to a thrift store because then I can get as much stuff as I want and it's still reasonably priced. Like even Buffalo Exchange, because it's like nice things, but also still like hands down, I just want to give back as much as possible.
That sounds like a Maria thing to say.
Thank you.
Sister Anne?
Oh, I know.
Ooh, yes. It's going.
We're going to do three rounds. This is our second round, and you have one more before we have to release you to rehearsal.
On vacation, do you sightsee or do nothing?
Ooh.
Well, of course, I go and visit different churches.
Oh.
And you know what's really interesting? No matter where you are in the world, when you walk into a church, there's this very special atmosphere.
You better jive.
Preach, sister.
Yeah!
You can just feel that it's the house of God.
Mm.
And it doesn't necessarily have to be a church. It could be a temple. It could be a mosque. There's something about those sacred buildings where that space is really special.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she getting paid on time.
I know.
She the athlete gets paid on time.
McDean.
All right. Let's do this. All right. Let's see. My God.
Another good one.
What is it?
I'm not gonna...
No!
Okay. What reality show is your guilty pleasure?
You look so...
Looks like you have one.
Okay. Well, Bad Girls Club.
Yeah. All right. All right.
Listen, can I say? The girls. They're crazy, and I like that. I like the little craziness in the females, but we don't gotta talk about what I like. We can move on to the next person.
Lottie!
Oh, that's too funny.
Are you an early bird or a night owl, and what do you do in that time?
Ooh.
That's interesting. I feel like this has changed for me a little bit, especially recently. I feel like I've become more of an early bird. I was definitely a night owl before, and I was doing things that I don't recommend to you kids listening. But what do? I don't know. I just kind of look out my window. I mean, honestly, there's a lot to think about and a lot to see.
Mm-hmm. You guys have to see Letty's eyes right now. That's what's selling this whole movement right now. Maria.
Okay.
Round two. trying to rifle through the questions. Okay.
Who are you 10 years from now?
What did you say, sister?
I kicked your butt.
She kicks me.
My leg just sort of moved.
10 years from now, I would like to be the first female Italian Brazilian president. Hey.
Who's also a lesbian. Out and proud. Out and proud. Out and proud.
Everybody heard that, right?
You heard it here first. Maria said it here first.
Spoiler! Spoiler!
All right, this is our last. Them two are silly. And if you come to see the production, you'll see why this is funny. Okay. You can't see my hands, but I know you can see my hands because this is funny. Okay. Sister Anne, hit it.
All right. Okay.
Uh-oh. 2 for 1.
What's your favorite app?
Sister Anne.
The Holy Bible app.
You know what?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Catch it.
What a question.
Catch it. Yes.
That's my favorite app.
Sister Anne has been on it. She has looked at the question and is like, I know my answer. Bloody.
All right. What would your child most likely say about you to their therapist?
Ooh.
Oh my God. Oh God.
So many things. So many things. But you know, I can't. Oh man. What a question. You know, I made some mistakes. But I'm pretty good at keeping a good spirit about it. And then hopefully I would teach my child that. So my child would say, you know, my mom is screwed up. She's a nice lady.
I'm telling you guys, you gotta see the eyes. It's the eyes. Maria.
Okay, last one.
Get your life. Get your life, Maria. Get your life.
Okay. Ooh. What alcohol can you never drink again? Bourbon.
Bourbon? That was the easy one. Bourbon. She threw it down too, like mic check. Boom.
She's like, there you go.
Last but certainly not least, Dean.
All right. This is a great question.
They're giggle right. pussies.
Sorry. All right. We get it together. We're both together. All right. Have you ever been escorted out by security? Well,
I feel like I want to ask the actress and the character the same question.
We've all been escorted.
We have. Listen, I mean, in my past, I've been escorted out. In my present, I've been escorted out. Told what to do. Security's not my favorite, but I have.
You keep touching it like you have.
I know, because I'm like, there's right a now. Lot to this question that we're not, you know, that we don't need to mention. But yes, I have been escorted out by security with my conviction when I got caught doing stuff that I shouldn't have been doing.
She's trying so hard not to give away the whole play.
Listen, yeah. You know, yeah, exactly. I've been caught doing some stuff. A lot of stuff. There's other stuff I plan on doing. But yeah. So answer, yes.
Yeah. Simple answer.
Simple answer, yes.
Yes.
And you'll find out why later. So no spoilers.
Come see us.
Come see us, yeah.
Thank you girls for playing. Did you have fun?
Yes.
Very much so.
I learned a lot. That was great.
Yeah, that was really fun.
And before we wrap up though, tongue twisted. I hate to lose you all, but gotta send you back to rehearsal because the director's looking like woohoo in the eyes. Before I release you back to your appropriate people, tell the world as the actors now why you were interested in doing this production.
Well, I've been really interested in getting involved in new work. That always really kind of excites me. And I submitted and they sent me back the script to get ready for my audition and I was really excited about it. It's really interesting and all of the characters have so much going on and it's a lot of fun. It's really cool.
Well, for me, the director actually saw me in a production of The Seagull and asked me to audition. And he actually asked me to audition for your part.
Oh.
And then everything changed. Because it was a different production, and the snowstorm ruined things, and it was crazy, and we started all over again. And this time he said, I want you to audition for Sister Anne, and I really think that's the right part mm-hmm. for me. And I also want to support new work. I think it's really exciting to be part of something that's original. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But not only original, it is really a good script. It has such good characters, such good stories. And not everyone who writes knows how to write dialogue, knows how to tell stories.
Dialogue is complicated.
And this is really a really good script. And so it's much easier to memorize when it's good writing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Say it.
On it.
On it.
One of the reasons why I love the script so much is the female forward message and just like female empowerment. And even if you are like behind bars or like constricted somewhere, you can find freedom, whether it's through like dance with Luddy or like in a relationship, figuring out who you are with your sexuality. Like, it's just so, these themes are so now, but they're always. Mm-hmm. So it's like everyone can relate to them on some level. So yeah, I love that. And it's original, modern, great writing, boom.
Yeah. okay, so originally when the director sent the play to me, I fell in love with the story off the bat. And I love the Maria and Dean story, the love story, and kind of how it evolved from something of not knowing where you are or being scared and uncertain and turning into what you guys will see when you see the production. And I just, you know, I told her I love this story, I love the play, I love the writing, and I really had to be a part of it. It spoke to me a lot. And I think that it's something that we haven't seen too much, what the story is about. You know, it just started becoming something that you'll see now on television. Even when it first came out, I'm like, wow, you know, just to see this different world, this different environment and perspective, I fell in love with the whole concept. So I was very just overwhelmed when, you know, there was a production that kind of had this similar theme, and I was just taken back by it. So I'm really excited, and I love the cast. They're great. So it's great. I'm really excited. So it's going to be wonderful.
Awesome! So tell the world when they can see the play, where they can see the play.
December 13th.
One night only.
One night only.
Okay, ready for the singing.
Performance Garage. 7 o'clock p.m.
And the Performance Garage is located at 1515 Brandywine.
Just off Broad.
Yep.
Brandywine.
In Philadelphia.
And it's at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
December 13th.
Yep.
Yes.
One night only.
One night only.
One night only.
Thank you guys for coming on the show.
Thank you for having us.
Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to Queer to the T, the number one queer sound promoting a community at large. Bye!
Bye! Queer to the T,
the number one
queer sound.
Met a woman from a foreign land. She held magic in her hand, and as she blew, five bubbles flew. Make a wish, she said, 'cause dreams come true. So I said, love and laughter, joy with pain, to never feel alone again. Safety in a world of war, to be with someone I adore, and conflict with a grain of salt, where it doesn't matter who's at fault. All of this and so much more made up the dreams I wish for.